playing football, I got my start through special teams and
fell in love with
special teams, and it's kind of brought me where I am today.
How excited are you about this opportunity to work under Galaxy?
Very excited. First of all, I'm excited to be in this city, to be on these hallowed grounds. I mean, this is iconic. This is a special place. But very excited to work with Coach Zook. Always been a fan of him, especially when he was the head coach at Illinois. He did phenomenal things there.
What's your specialty when it comes to special teams? What are you going to be able to offer the athletes the most knowledge, I guess?
Well, just the experience of the small nuances that you might not necessarily see on film, but little tricks of the trade, what we call vet moves. That's what we'll bring to them.
What type of player do you have to be on special teams?
You have to be versatile. You want to have a position variability. You have to be able to multitask at the same time. You have to be able to keep your wits about you when everything around you may be a little out of whack.
What about from a coaching standpoint and coaching guys? Because it's special teams are filled with new guys to the league and young guys. You don't get a lot of veterans. So what's it like, the mindset of a coach coaching guys on special teams?
Well, you have to keep it simple, first of all. You just stick with techniques and fundamentals. Techniques and fundamentals will bring you through in the special teams realm.
What about with Coach Zook personally? Is there the connection there? Talk a little bit more about your thoughts with him or any experiences you've had that may be shared.
Well, great connection there. I mean, he's high energy. I'm high energy. You know, just sitting here right now, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about getting our hands on these guys. They're going to be like putty in our hands, and we're looking forward to molding them.
Talk about one more thing, just about being in Green Bay. I mean, have you had any experiences here before? Have you come through the area at all? Or what's it like, you know, pulling up to Lambeau Field now every day?
Yes, I was actually here in 2009. I did the Bill Walsh internship. So I was able to get a foundation of what it really means to be in this area. And that's why I'm so excited to be back here, because I know how special this place is. And I'm ready to be a part of it and to help it to continue to grow.
In July, you're going to get a 90-man roster for training camp. And a lot of those guys who are on the bubble, maybe outside looking are going to try to make their way in through special teams. Are you excited to kind of maybe help someone who's on the outside looking in?
Exactly, because I was one of those guys. You know, with special teams, you deal with the whole roster, the total roster. And a lot of times we get the bottom third of the roster, and those are the guys, those blue-collar guys, that you get to see their dreams reached.